The Homer Theater was full as the audience waited to first hear a speech from Libby Riddles and then watch The Great Alone, the story of Lance Mackey's competition in what is called the last great race on Earth. The theater erupted in applause when Riddles took the stage.
You know, it's been a long, interesting career. It really has. You know, winning the Iditarod was just kind of the start of it in a lot of ways, and it's an amazing feeling. Everything tough in my life, I've always been able to equate to the Iditarod. It's like, oh, if this was the Iditarod, I'd figure this out.
Riddles praised Lance Mackey, his brother Rick, and father Dick for their accomplishments and racing smarts. And she paid a special compliment to Lance's drive to compete, even while battling throat cancer. As for the film, Riddles gave it a positive review.
Well, I think they really have done a good job with this film and showing Lance's personality, and his character really shines through. And he's a very pleasant person in a lot of ways, as accomplished as he is. And that's part of why a lot of us really like and support Lance. So, you know, of all the dog mushing movies that have been made, this is really one of the better ones. They stayed very authentic, I think.
Riddles says she hopes everyone who heard her speech and everyone who watches The Great Alone takes away an appreciation for how complicated a sport dog mushing is and how difficult the Iditarod sled dog race can be. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.